Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this dark, forsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. Having a great time with you, and we're going to have a great time with our good friend Doug Barry. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Service, which is a division of the Department of Commerce. And Doug joins us on a regular basis, most of the time from the United States, often, though, from other parts of the world where he's working, to talk to us about how you and I can tap into that 94% of all prospects, customer prospects on planet Earth that live outside the United States. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Doug, I spend a lot of my time on the show and in my work helping small business owners understand and encouraging them, motivating them, helping them with some of the tools and best practices on how to not just be competitive, but to be relevant. And when I say relevant, what I mean by that is when people find you online, you dovetail with them. Whatever their expectation is, what they want to see, the things that make them want to hang around with you, stickiness, we used to call it. I think maybe they still use that term. What is it that makes your online strategy, your web presence, your website, maybe, let's just say, what is it that makes that attractive to people, either from a design standpoint, from the standpoint of the content that you have there, the information you provide, the navigation, et cetera, et cetera. Do we also, are there some things that we need to know about what makes our web presence compatible for international folks?
There are, Jim. And, the first thing that I think everybody needs to understand is you have to be prepared to receive these online orders from inquiries from buyers from outside the United States and to have a plan to accommodate them. I know one of your sponsors is a software maker that does business planning.
Yep.
But it probably doesn't have, though I've never looked at it, it may not have a page for, you know, your international web presence. So let's talk for a minute about what that plan might look like.
Right. Well, they do have international units, and as many of the companies do, that's a whole other story, though, right? Because but go ahead. Actually, that'd be a good thing to talk about a little bit. Go ahead and tell us what you think the website should look like.
Right. So anyway, here's, in your business plan, you've got a page or a half a page that's going to talk about how to build out your website so that it is going to be able to accommodate buyers from outside the United States. And I think the first thing is, right smack on your homepage. And I almost never see this in all the companies that I work with. I do not see routinely, and hardly at all, a statement on that front page that says, "We welcome international orders."
Ah.
You just don't see it. It's very rare. It's almost as if the people who put these sites up, the businesses themselves,
right,
are not really thinking about that international customer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be in English, because most of the people who are searching for suppliers, and they're doing it worldwide, are capable of understanding and reading English. And so, but it is important to say right off that you are ready, willing, and able to ship internationally.
See, I like that because, see, Doug, one of the things that I talk about a lot is on this topic is the difference between value and values. Value is price, product, service combined to give you the best experience for the money you spend. That's value. In the 21st century, in the age of the customer, that's just table stakes. That's just the key to get in the door. But what makes people attracted to you these days and what makes you relevant are the values with an S that you just demonstrate. And so when you put on your website, we welcome international customers, or please, if you're, you know, whatever language you want to use, that says something to people about you, which means that it's about your values. What do you think, Doug?
Yeah, I think that's complete. You've got to be open to the world. You mentioned that 94% of all the buyers are outside the United States, and you know that it's not only a value, but it's also smart business these days. You don't want to close the door on 94% of the world's consumers.
Right. So, exactly. Doug, hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. I want to continue this discussion, folks. We're talking about making sure that your online strategy, your whatever you present to the world, that it's world friendly, not just U.S. friendly. 20 till. Right back with Doug Barry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.